Planning for the long term. How to develop a long-term plan. Key performance indicators, KPIs. Growth opportunities, organic versus inorganic. Mergers and acquisitions. Vertical and horizontal expansion. And franchising. Introduction. All business owners should have a strategic plan for their future growth. What do they want the company to look like in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20? Will the company expand into other markets? Do they want to sell? These are all questions business owners should consider when they create their long-term plans. Brokers should also map out a long-term plan for the success and sustainability of their brokerages. Long-term planning is essential for helping a brokerage achieve its long-term goals and objectives. Steps for developing a long-term plan. 1. Review your mission statement, vision statement, and core values. 2. Write your strategic objectives. What is it that you want to achieve? Some examples of strategic objectives include market leadership, talent development, technology investment/integration, diversification of services, community engagement, and brand building. 3. Devise an action plan to achieve your objectives. Your action plan is how you are going to reach your goals. How do you accomplish a goal of market leadership? You achieve it by performing a comprehensive market analysis to identify emerging trends, growth opportunities, and competitive threats. 4. Monitor your plan to ensure you are achieving your goals. Use metrics and performance indicators to monitor your progress toward reaching your objectives. What does a long-term plan look like? Market leadership. Perform a market analysis to identify growth opportunities and emerging trends. High-quality client experience. Implement a client feedback mechanism to gain insight into customer experience and suggestions for improvement. Talent development. Implement a training and development program to attract and retain new talent to the brokerage. Cutting-edge real estate technology. Assess existing technology to identify potential upgrades or new solutions and tools to enhance efficiency and customer experience. Diversification of services. Form partnerships with industry professionals and stakeholders, service providers, and community organizations to enhance service offerings. Sustainable growth. Engage in long-term financial planning, outlining revenue targets, budgets, cash flow projections, and investments. Brand recognition. Develop and implement a marketing plan that integrates digital marketing, social media, content marketing, and traditional marketing to create brand awareness and recognition. Key performance indicators, KPIs. Once you have written your strategic objectives and action plan, you must determine how you will know if you are achieving your goals. Business owners must establish metrics to measure performance. Key performance indicators, KPIs, help brokers monitor their progress toward their strategic objectives. They are able to evaluate performance outcomes and use data to make decisions about course correction if they are not meeting goals. KPIs depend on the industry, goals, and organization. Examples of common KPIs include financial, customer, sales, marketing, and operations, KPIs. A typical customer KPI might be customer retention rate, while a standard financial KPI would be return on investment, ROI. KPI characteristics. KPIs must be relevant. Use KPIs that are relevant to your business or industry. KPIs should also relate to your strategic objectives. Measurable. You must be able to measure and quantify KPIs using data or specific metrics. Compare your data over time to assess performance. Consistent. KPIs must be consistent for comparison over time. The entire organization should use the same KPIs to align with strategic objectives. Actionable. Business owners should be able to take corrective action on KPIs if necessary to achieve desired outcomes. Timely. KPIs should provide timely information so the business can make decisions quickly. The benefit of KPIs. KP is allow brokers to monitor the firm's performance, identify trends, and prioritize resources toward meeting strategic objectives. Using KP is to make data-driven decisions enables business owners to improve their organizations continuously. Growth opportunities. Organic growth. Business owners must choose between two very different forms of growth when building a company. Organic growth, sometimes called true growth, involves expansion through the company's resources, such as energy, personnel, creativity, and reputation. Brokers can use a variety of approaches to foster organic growth. Implementing an effective targeted marketing strategy is likely to bring growth. Reducing costs and streamlining financial activities and procedures contribute to growth. Another example is adding profitable revenue streams, such as consulting, intelligent recruiting and hiring. In the early stages of business, it is tempting to hire quickly, focusing on filling positions and getting on with conducting business. Most brokerage owners are better off in the long run when they invest time and money to hire a few key people to help them fulfill the company's mission, vision, and goals. Brokers can tap essential employees to assist with training, development, and mentoring employees and new agents. Effective training programs. Newer sales agents or experienced agents in a slump benefit from training in lead generation, lead conversion, and business management. Brokerage startups generally take up to 2 years or more to establish the kind of reputation required to attract more experienced, productive sales agents. Every brokerage business can increase productivity by planning and implementing an effective training program to help real estate agents improve their success. Inorganic growth. Some brokers may decide that the rate of organic growth is not fast enough. These brokers will grow their brokerages from the outside by either merging with or acquiring other brokerages, which may take more capital expenditures upfront to realize. Inorganic growth refers to adding new businesses from the outside to produce company growth. Inorganic growth can occur in several ways. A word of caution: since mergers and acquisitions have positives and negatives, do your due diligence when considering growth through either avenue. What are the positives? What are the negatives? What will happen to the winning team of sales agents that I have assembled? What will happen to my leadership role? Do not move too quickly unless you and your team are truly ready for change. Company expansion. Vertical versus horizontal expansion. When it is time to expand the business, there are two types of expansion for the aggressive broker and owner. One kind of expansion is vertical. The other is horizontal. As a business owner, you must understand what you will undertake when you expand. Vertical expansion allows for different departments or niches. Vertical expansion allows for different departments or niches in the marketplace. If your brokerage is growing organically, it is most likely slow and steady growth. Your profits grow as you increase sales. In order to bring in more revenue in the future, you hire more agents for your firm, who then go out and bring in more listings and sell more properties. You may opt to bring in some specialty departments like luxury home sales, where the average home price is higher, bringing in larger commissions. The office may want to bring in a property management or commercial specialty, an example of vertical expansion. Vertical expansion also occurs when the office adds staff for executive positions to the office or company. This model works for many brokers, and they are satisfied with the rate of growth. The other type of expansion is more ambitious and requires more capital. When the owner decides to enlarge the company by adding branch offices, this is known as horizontal expansion. The owner needs money for startup costs, known as venture capital. There are many questions to ask yourself as the owner prior to expanding by adding branch offices. Question to ask before expanding. Below is a short sampling of questions to ask before horizontal expansion. Bullet. Do I have the available capital to justify an expansion? Bullet. Do I have a manager in the wings who can grow and build the company's reputation in this area? Bullet. Is there enough potential business to justify an expansion? Have I done proper research? Bullet, do I have agents who would relocate to this new branch office? Bullet, how will the staff be compensated? Bullet, what budget do I have for fixtures, furniture, salaries? Bullet, what systems and controls must I have in place for branch offices to run smoothly? Bullet, how many agents do I need at startup to cover desk costs? Expanding through franchise. Name recognition is the number one reason real estate owners decide to franchise. Still, there are other reasons that an owner might choose to expand in that direction. Often, the franchisor has a well-defined training program. Many brokers choose a particular franchise based on its referral program, which is already in place and working efficiently. A national referral program allows the office to get relocation buyers and sellers worldwide with this built-in referral program. The downside to franchised offices is the cost. There is a cost to join, which is approximately $25,000 to $35,000. Then, the franchisee must pay a monthly franchise fee, which generally consists of a percentage of sales or gross production. There is often an advertising fee that is required as well. When considering whether to join a franchise, do the calculations based on the exact profit and loss information from the franchisor. Before choosing a franchise, consider choosing one you would be proud to put your working capital and good name into.